Hi there. The word for you today is how to overcome in troubled times. In John 14, verse 27, we read, "Let not your heart be troubled." Jesus said in that chapter, and I quote, "My peace I give to you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let's underline those words, "let not." Hey, you can't control what goes on around you, but Jesus pointed out that you can control what goes on inside you. You say, how? By doing two things. Number one, filling your mind with God's word. Listen to what Jesus said in John 16 and 33. "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Now, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So rearrange your priorities and take time to read God's word each day. Process it. Apply it to each circumstance and stand on it in times of difficulty. You'll be amazed at the results. And number two, by praying about the situation. Now, what are we answering here? We're answering the question, how can you be at peace in troubled times? First, fill your mind with God's word. Second, pray about the situation and then leave it confidently in God's hands. Here's a prayer to help you do just that. "Lord, everything seems to be falling apart around me. Everybody wants a piece of me. There's far too much to do and there seems like never enough time to do it. My head's clogged with all kinds of junk and my heart's ready to break. Lord, where are you? I feel like the disciples in the storm. The waves are too big for me. My cry is the same as theirs. Somebody go get Jesus. I'm about to drown out here. Prince of Peace, I need you. Father who never slumbers nor sleeps, take charge. Let me find in you a quiet place, a place where I can pillow my head on your breast and hear your loving heartbeat and feel secure knowing that you'll work all things out for me, for my good, and for your glory. So this I pray, believing in Jesus' name. Amen."